time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Barbie Heck. She's the executive director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. We've got all kinds of things coming up. We've got luncheons. We've got ribbon cuttings. We wanted to talk for a moment about the big Veterans Day program that's coming up on November 11th. And then, of course, the First Responder Banquet is coming up as well. And if you want to be a part of it, we've got a way that you can kind of help out with that. Barbie, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. So let's jump right in and let's talk about coming up on November 16th. It is the Chamber Luncheon, and you guys do these once a month. It's, you know, good to get out and get everybody together and all those things. Now, last year, I think you took off, was it December and January? Or
Yes.
You going to do the same thing this year?
We are, yes.
So this is really the November one's the last one for the year.
Correct.
All right, so let's talk about that one.
So that one's going to be November 16th, Thursday, November 16th, and it's going to be at the new CERTA facility out next to the Senior Center. Our guest speaker is Julie Rozier, Equity and Community Services Director, and she's going to talk to us about poverty in the area. Our business spotlight is Good Life Senior Living and Memory Care, and we have two community spotlights this month: the Carbon County Food Bank, which we'll hopefully get to see while we're out there at the new facility, and also Shelley Wright with the Children's Justice Center. So should be awesome. Please RSVP if you could by November 10th. You can call me at the chamber office, 637-2788, to reserve your seat.
So you got a couple of great community spotlights, especially for this time of year.
Absolutely.
With the food bank and with the Children's Justice Center. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you can't make it to there, just make sure that you find out what they need. The food bank, especially this time of year heading into Thanksgiving and the holidays, always needs extra.
Absolutely.
They always need more. So once again, you can RSVP for that by November 10th. Just call down to the office and let Barbie know. What's the cost for that, Barbie?
If you're a member of the chamber, it's $18. And if you're not, it's $25.
All right. So not too bad for a luncheon. Go down, get some lunch, and kind of find out what's going on in the community, especially in the business community, and see what's up in the Carbon County area. Now, we've got a couple of ribbon cuttings coming up. One of them is going to be on November 6th, and that's Four Corners Community Behavioral Health, and it's a clinic there?
Yes. So where the Southeastern Utah Health Department used to be is now Four Corners Community Behavioral Health Price Clinic. And so they're going to do a grand opening there at 3. Actually, I guess it's a like an open house because it's from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., 28 South 100 East on Monday, November 6th.
And you guys will be having that there. And then what time's the ribbon cutting going to be? Noon?
It's going to be right at 3.
3 o'clock.
Uh-huh, right at 3.
Okay, so you can go down, find out what they're doing there at that clinic. And then also on Friday, November 10th, Friar Tux's moving locations.
Yes, that's it. So exciting. She's just moving two doors down. She's got a corner location now, Kylie Howell. And so we're going to do a ribbon cutting to celebrate. So come join us on Friday the 10th.
And you know, the thing about that building is I think it's always, I mean, there's been other things in there, but it's always been a barbershop.
Yes.
It's where I used to go get my, when Franny would cut my hair there. It's always been a barbershop there. So that one's coming up on the 10th. And then on Saturday, on Veterans Day, don't forget they're going to have the big Veterans Day ceremony down at the Peace Gardens in Price on Saturday, November 11th at 11 o'clock. Very simple to remember.
Yes.
So make sure you hit that one up as well. And as part of the Veterans Day celebration, some of the first responders have been invited out to be a part of that as well. And you've got your first responders banquet coming up in December. When is that one going to be?
Actually, we had to change the date because USU Eastern was booked on the first Wednesday in December. So we've moved it to the last Wednesday in November, Wednesday, November 29th at USU Eastern in the Student Center at 6 p.m. The chamber is donating $4,000 in cash prizes that will be given out to first responders that evening. If you are a first responder and you RSVP, your name will automatically be put into a drawing for a $500 cash prize. If you're interested in sponsoring, there's two options. There's a $250 option where your business name will be listed in the program. And there's a $500 option where your business name and logo will be in the program, also on a sponsor banner that'll be displayed at the event, and then your business will be recognized at the event also.
So, and I would guess that if you want to be on that banner, when is the cutoff for that? When do you want people to get a hold of you by?
It would probably be the November 20th. Okay. We would need to know if you're going to be a sponsor.
So that'll be the Monday before.
Mm-hmm. And if you're a first responder and you're going to RSVP, we'll need your RSVP by November 22nd.
Okay. And if, as far as being a first responder, if they want to be at that meal in order to get in for the $500 giveaway, when do they need to RSVP by?
By the 22nd.
So everybody's the 22nd unless you're a sponsor.
Everybody's the 22nd. Yes, okay. Yes.
So plenty of things going on, yeah, and about to come on.
Yeah, and remember about the first responders banquet too. It's for a first responder and a guest. So you are welcome to bring your spouse or your parent or whoever you choose, but it's a free dinner for you and a guest, just in honor of what you do for our community.
And all you need to do is call down and talk to Barbie at the chamber office, and she'll get you on the list and everything, and you'll be taken care of for that as well. So plenty, yeah, going on.
Yeah, lots to go.
As we head into the holiday season. Mm-hmm. And as I said, once again, the luncheon on the 16th, that's the last one of the year, so make sure you make that one. Mm-hmm. But Barbie, we're going to have you in one more time a little closer to the First Responders Banquet, and we'll talk more about it, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.